Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, everybody knows that I really trumpet the wines of Maryland. I'm a big fan and I'm constantly promoting them. Usually we end up talking about the reds, which are awfully good, but the whites are making some real, real nice statements out there. And it's an expanding field. There's a lot to keep track of, and you've been trying to do just that.
Well, that's you bet your bippy on that one. Now, one of the things that's been interesting to me is we have the hybrid grapes, which are sort of what you used to see a lot of in the Maryland wineries, and some of those are quite good, but they're not, you know, your classics. And then you have your classics, you know, the Chardonnays, the Cabernets, the blah, 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 blah. And then lately there's been what I call emerging new varietals. And I think that's actually really where I'm most excited about. But let's sort of just pick this up kind of from the beginning. So the oldest winery in Maryland is Borde Vineyards. And how appropriate that what I'm going to talk about them is what I'm going to call one of the classic wines. And this is the Borde 2017 Reserve Chardonnay from their Landmark series. This is classic Chardonnay, medium body with a touch of oak. It's just good, solid wine. The fruit comes from their South Mountain Vineyards, which is an area near Frederick, which is producing some really interesting fruit, really good area for growing grapes. And that's definitely an emerging viticultural area. And the wine has sort of soft tropical and citrus fruits that expand on the palate with a really long finish. This is sort of entering Saturday night dinner type wine, I think. It's about $30. So I don't think it's inexpensive, but I don't think it's overpriced for what it is. I thought it was a really pleasant wine. Now, moving to sort of the hybrid varietals, there's a really nice, relatively new winery called Big Cork Vineyard, and they have a wine called Vidal Blanc, Vidal being the grape. So 2018. This is a fairly full body, definitely slightly off dry white, and it's balanced with a really nice, good acidity. It's somewhat reminiscent to me of a German Riesling, sort of in the Spätlese or even the Auslese sweetness levels. And it's got some of the same characters from a fruit perspective with apricot, pear, and peach. It's really pleasing. It's sort of seductive. I really enjoyed that. I would serve this with grilled chicken or pork, especially if it's got some sort of a light sauce, or even Thai food. I think that would be a perfect match for Thai food. So, and the area that's really sort of exciting me about what's going on in Maryland wines, and you have to understand that if you talk about the French, they've had 500 years to figure out what grapes to grow in what vineyards, and Maryland's got a much shorter time frame. So we're seeing the emergence of a lot of great varietals from different parts of the world. So Port of Leonardtown has a 2017 Albarino that I thought was stunning. Pale straw, tropical fruit, notes of peach and white flowers. The wine is a bit fleshier than its Spanish cousin that comes from the Rias Baixas area, but it's nicely balanced acidity and minerality. I thought this was really impressive. So I'm actually really looking forward to seeing more Albarinos, and they're being produced now, and Viogniers and Grüner Veltliners from these Maryland producers, because I think that's really going to be where they're going to shine in the future. It's very exciting.
Oh, you're so right, Hugh. Good stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.